This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Rescue aircraft and ships continue to scour the sea near the north of Bali as the hunt for a missing Indonesian submarine with 53 crew members on board reached a critical phase due to limited supplies of oxygen aboard the 44-year-old vessel. Helicopters flew from Bali at first light as more naval ships left the Indonesian base to head to the Bali Sea, where contact was lost with the KR-1 Nanggala on Wednesday during a torpedo drill. Officials have said the air supply of the submarine, which had been cleared for use and was said to be in good condition, would last only until Saturday. U.S. health officials have determined that it is safe to use the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after a pause of nearly 2 weeks. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The acting commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration made the announcement.
I have full confidence that this vaccine's known and potential benefits outweigh its known and potential risks.
After being halted for 11 days because of rare blood clots developing in at least 15 women, health experts say the risk is minuscule. And the benefits of the J&J one-and-done shot are substantial. The CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
For every 1 million doses of this vaccine, the J&J vaccine could prevent over 650 hospitalizations and 12 deaths.
She says women will be told of the risk of blood clots and be given a choice of another vaccine. And the suspension and investigation should give people confidence about the safety process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Europe's drug regulator reiterated on Friday that the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh any risk as part of a detailed guidance from ongoing reviews into rare blood clots to help individual nations determine the shot's use. The renewed backing comes after several countries in the European Union and worldwide have limited the use of the vaccine, while Denmark has stopped its use altogether after possible links to clotting issues were confirmed. The interim analysis by a committee of the European Medicines Agency determined that serious side effects of rare blood clots are likely to occur in 1 out of 100,000 vaccinated people. A fire in a hospital treating COVID-19 patients in western India killed at least 13 people Friday, as the country struggles to cope with the world's biggest surge of daily coronavirus infections since the pandemic began last year. According to an official from the hospital, a spark from an air conditioner triggered the fire, which was exacerbated by the heavy oxygen supply running in the facility's ICU. It was the latest accident to hit a facility in India crowded with people infected with the coronavirus. On Wednesday, 22 COVID-19 patients died at a public hospital when their oxygen supply ran out after a leak in the tank. Deputies in the U.S. state of North Carolina have been put on leave as calls grow for the release of body camera footage of the shooting death of a black man in North Carolina. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Seven Pasquotan County, North Carolina sheriff's deputies are on leave following Wednesday morning shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr., a black man they were trying to arrest at his home in Elizabeth City. At least one of the deputies involved was wearing a body camera. County Sheriff Tommy Wooten II says a judge has to order the release of that video.
The State Bureau of Investigation has this footage, and it can only be released by a judge.
The Associated Press and a number of other news organizations have petitioned the judge to make the body cam video public. Governor Roy Cooper also wants it released. Recordings of scanner traffic by Broadcastify.com include emergency personnel indicating Brown had been shot in the back. I'm Tim McGuire.
A man fatally stabbed a police administrative worker as she walked into a police station in Paris in a commuter town Friday, and President Emmanuel Macron said France had again been the victim of a terrorist attack. The attacker stabbed the woman in the throat, according to two security forces. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.